It's the gutter. It's the post-mortem gutter. The gutter after the window has slammed shut. And we're going to reflect. Well, are we going to reflect on the window? No, I don't think we really are. We're going to look forward to what might be happening in LFC world come the summer. There's going to be quite a focus in this show on the lads who may or may not leave us in the summer. But I want to start off by talking to the guests who I haven't introduced yet, and I will now tell you are Josh Sexton, Jake Nolan and Ian Salmon.
God, you could have been in the room all on your own there.
God, I'm a
Type
pro.
45 minutes, just you.
And we're over.
Now that is something I would listen to. Yeah.
Don't tempt me. I'll pitch it to the men upstairs, the suits. And talking of the suits, the FSGers. Right, David Lynch wants some time of this parish. Did a very interesting piece in the last few days where it's hard to sort of say anything other than, has Dave put the boot into FSG on this one, Josh? I don't know. Let me read the first couple of paras and you can come at me. Dave wrote, when it emerged back in early November that Liverpool FC had been put up for sale, Fenway Sports Group vowed to maintain a business-as-usual approach to running the club. Unfortunately, just 3 months on, that looks like an empty promise from an ownership group whose focus appears to have in fact shifted entirely to securing a heavy return on their investment. Damning words, Josh.
Yes.
Come on, react.
Well, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because if I am to say that Dave is operating with a teeny bit of guesswork there, then I'd just be accused of being an FSG apologist, of which I'm not. I honestly... I have no strong opinions either way on FSG, which I think is the position of most sort of sane Liverpool fans, really. No, nobody is loving owners and